holding signs saying kids not cuts and vouchers hurt public schools. About 200 people packed the Alaska Capitol steps for a Save Our Schools rally yesterday afternoon. The crowd included parents, students, teachers, and community members, as well as a handful of state lawmakers. Juno Douglas High School senior Tori Talley talked about growing up in a low-income single-parent home before being adopted in the sixth grade. Through it all, she said, school was one of the few places she felt safe.
All the teachers knew exactly what my situation was, and they always would stop me in the middle of class, and they'd sit with me and talk to me if I needed it, and they were still there for me. So I've always had an extremely supportive, caring, and motivational support group.
Other speakers argued for an increase in state spending on education and against a proposed amendment to Alaska's constitution that would allow public funds to be spent on private and religious schools. Governor Sean Parnell and Republican lawmakers are pushing legislation that would put the issue to voters. With 2 months left in the legislative session, Anchorage Senator Berta Gardner, a Democrat, said opponents feel confident the amendment won't make it through, but
we have to keep the pressure up. We're ahead of the game. The public is absolutely with us, and we will not back down. Thank you.
Amendment supporters say it's needed to provide parents and students more school choice. Anchorage Democratic Representative Harriet Drummond and the Great Alaska Schools Coalition organized the rally.